Chapter 3. Troublesome Evidence. The Mannlicher Carcano rifle that was found to have killed Kennedy and wounded Connolly was determined to have been purchased through the mail from Klein Sporting Goods in Chicago in March 1963. It was linked to Oswald because it had been purchased by an A. Heidel, who the commission determined was an alias Oswald used. At the time of his arrest, Oswald had an identification card in his wallet bearing the name Alec J. Heidel. The other major link between the rifle and Oswald is his wife Marina. According to Marina, Oswald had used the rifle on April 10, 1963, to shoot at right-wing activist General Edwin Walker as Walker sat in the study of his home. The shot missed, but the Warren Commission cited the incident as evidence of Oswald's capacity for violence. Marina also testified that she is the one who took the famous photograph of Oswald dressed in black and holding the Mannlicher Carcano on his hip. During his interrogation, Oswald denied posing for the photograph and denounced it as a fake. The commission determined that Oswald brought the Mannlicher Carcano into the school book depository from Mrs. Ruth Payne's home, where he had stored it. Marina was living with Payne at the time, while Oswald lived in a rented room in the Oak Cliff section of Dallas. Oswald had gone to the Payne's home the night before the assassination, and the next morning rode to work with a fellow employee who lived nearby, 19-year-old Wesley Frazier. Frazier, along with his sister, testified that when Oswald got into the car, he carried a long brown paper package, which he said contained curtain rods for his apartment. No curtain rods were ever found. The commission concluded the package contained the disassembled Mannlicher Carcano. Frazier is the only person who reported seeing Oswald carry the package into the Texas School Book Depository that morning. But Frazier said Oswald carried the package under his arm, with one end under his armpit and the other in his cupped hand. The disassembled rifle was nearly 36 inches, too long to be carried that way. So either Frazier is mistaken about the way Oswald carried it, or the package did not contain the Mannlicher Carcano. Interviewed years later, Frazier said he liked Oswald, and the two chatted normally on the ride to work on the morning of November 22, 1963. Frazier said Oswald talked about his children and didn't appear to be a man who was about to assassinate the President of the United States. In the aftermath of the shooting, the remnants of a paper bag were discovered on the sixth floor near the sniper's nest. The paper and tape was the type commonly used at the Texas School Book Depository. The commission determined that it came from there. The Warren Commission also flatly states that Oswald was at the sixth floor window when the president was shot. However, there is no hard evidence that he was. No one saw him on the sixth floor after 11:55 a.m. that morning. The last employee to leave the sixth floor before the shooting was Bonnie Ray Williams, who ate his sack lunch there before going downstairs to watch the motorcade. But the commission based its assertion that Oswald was in the window on the testimony of a witness on the street in Dealey Plaza, who later identified Oswald as the shooter. He also provided police a description of the shooter moments after the assassination. The description of the man seen with a rifle in the sixth floor window came from witness Howard Brennan, who was standing about 120 feet from the sixth floor window of the building at the time. The window was about 60 feet above the street level. He told police he saw a man standing in the sixth floor window, leaning against the left side of the window, taking deliberate aim with a rifle. Brennan described the man as being about 5 feet 10 inches tall, of slender build, about 165 pounds, and in his early 30s. He said he saw the man in the window several minutes before the motorcade passed, noting he left the window and returned a couple of times. While Brennan may have had a good vantage point to view the sixth floor window, there is a serious problem with his account. According to the Warren report, Brennan said, "It appeared to me that the man was standing up and resting against the left windowsill." Brennan's testimony here is confusing. For starters, a shooter at the sixth-floor window could not have been standing up. On the sixth floor of the school book depository, the windowsills were only about 12 to 14 inches off the floor. The windows were tall, practically floor-to-ceiling. A man standing at the window with a rifle would have to shoot through glass. Pictures of the window made before and after the crime show it was only half-raised. Did Brennan simply assume the shooter was standing at a typical window that was several feet off the floor? Perhaps. But how then was he able to determine the shooter's height if he didn't view his full body? Any shooter at the sixth floor window had to be kneeling or crouching. If Brennan saw someone standing at the window, he was not shooting a gun. He was watching, or more likely, was a spotter for the sniper. Yet this is the testimony that the Warren Commission cites when it says with certainty that Oswald was in the sixth floor window firing a rifle at the motorcade. Certain that it was Oswald who fired the shots, the Warren Commission had to interpret all the evidence to fit that conclusion. Despite what medical personnel at Parkland Hospital said, it determined that all the shots that hit Kennedy and Connolly came from the rear. The commission at first put the president's back wound, the one it said exited his throat and hit Connolly, below his shoulder and to the right of his spine.